is currently the alcohol tax in Indiana is levied, and a portion, just a little less than a fifth of that money, goes to the cities and towns, and then it goes to other designated state uses. And in this case, the increase would be about $42 million, and we are going to propose that we distribute all of that to the cities and towns in Indiana to be used for economic development. And we think that's sort of in a form of a local stimulus package. Cities and towns have been some of the most aggressive units in our city or in our state in terms of trying to bring economic development. So we think that by doing it this way, we will encourage them to do those kind of things. And we think that the with everybody having tight budgets, that their opportunity to have an ongoing stream of revenue here will help to produce some good revenues for different kinds of cities in ways that they can really use to their benefit. And just for example, going down the list, Columbus, Indiana would get about $409,000 additional dollars a year. Fort Wayne would be $2.6 million. Lebanon, $148,000. If we go up into some other parts of the state, you look down, Lawrenceburg would get $49,000 a year. Delaware County, Muncie would get $705,000. And I know that Muncie really wants to work to do some economic stimulus up in their area. And we think that'll be a great way to stimulate that. Elkhart, which is a struggling area right now, $543,000 a year. Goshen, $307,000 a year. South Bend, a little over $1 million a year. And you all have the sheets so you can see what we're doing there. And then Marion County, where we have Indianapolis, that money will be specifically designated to go to the CIB, and that increase would be about $8.2 million a year. So we think that that's a fair way to do it. It's you always approach the idea of raising taxes with trepidation. This tax, I think when you look at the tax that we're going to is actually a lower rate tax than it would have been in 1981. And so we feel comfortable with it. We've handed out a single sheet here where we compare the 50 states on what their spirits tax is. And Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio, all three, are almost, or in some cases, actually higher than the tax that we are going to. Kentucky is lower on this sheet, but you have to remember that Kentucky also has an additional 11% excise tax that they levy outside of this, plus they've just passed a law to levy their 6% sales tax. So this is the way we're putting the package together. All of the information will go on House Bill 1604. We plan to have a public hearing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, take testimony on the bill, and hope to be able to vote it out tomorrow. So with that, let me open the floor for questions.
Senator, you say that this is a potential, it's basically what Norm said, it sets up a potential what the Pulse and Patients will contribute. What has their reaction been to the $5 million apiece, and how exactly does that work? Do the Pacers still have to fork over $10 million for Conseco for operating expenses, or to help us out with those $5 million each?
Okay. Both teams have been very cooperative and want to work toward a solution. As saying that at the same time, neither one has agreed to pay this specific amount. And so this is something that has to be worked out, and there's going to be continuing discussions. I guess we'd all like to be part of the solution, but when it comes to digging into your wallet, why, then it gets to be a tougher discussion.
And does this fall apart if they don't contribute?
Does this fall apart? Well, I don't, I think that it's important that we have a representative contribution from everybody who has a stake in those activities. If you look at these taxes, the admissions tax allows those people who attend events to pay a share. The food and beverage tax, particularly in the downtown area, allows those people that are enjoying these facilities to sort of pay a share. Even the innkeeper's tax. So we think that we can reach an accommodation with the teams of some type to make this work, and we don't contemplate the fact that this is going to fall apart because of a lack of contribution by them.
A one-time payment from them?
This would be an annual commitment out of them, just like the other revenues that are raised as an annual commitment.
Does this require a change in the lease for Lucas Oil? Because if my memory serves me correctly, the there couldn't be any sort of admissions or ticket taxes on events in Lucas Oil, so does this require you folks to go back and rework that agreement?
No, we don't think it does. If you look closely at the language, the thing that they were concerned about was a discriminatory ticket tax where they would be the only ones paying it. And in this case, it's being levied on all of these events at Conseco, Lucas, and Victory Field.
Clarify what I have left original. Pacer 5, is that after the 15 that they're now paying goes away?